عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yes. Oh no, this is a stereotype. It says Islam allows slavery. So people say, you guys, your religion allows slavery. So we want to see what is, okay, so we want to see how do we reply to this. Okay, now let me ask you, slavery is introduced by Islam and or it has been already there?
Already
there. So slavery was all the time there. Islam made rules about it, regulates slavery, and gives slavery rights. Yes. So it is. So slavery is not something invented by Islam. Slavery is something that has been there all the time. It has been there all the time. It's not something that invented by Islam. Now, what is the source of slavery in Islam? In Islam. I mean, and other than Islam, kidnapping. You can kidnap somebody and make him a slave. If a person can't pay the debt, then you take this person as a slave. You know that? This is outside of Islam. But inside Islam, what is the source of slavery? Kidnapping people and selling them on the market?
No.
Yes.
Prisoners of war.
Yes. Smart. Prisoners of war are the only source for slavery in Islam. Now, let's look at the situation of prisoners of war. How many choices do we have for them? Like, how to deal with prisoners of war? We have four choices. What are they? Huh?
You can sell them.
Kill them.
Put them in prison.
Put them in prison.
Have them, yeah, slave. Have
make them slaves.
Or let them go.
Or let them go.
Yeah.
Okay, let them go. What's the problem of letting them go?
They can like come. They can go and like yeah. Enemy and like tell them what happened.
No, not only that, but they go and come back fighting you. That's the problem. That when they go back, they come back again and fight you. So it's like you free them now and they don't. It's not that they are not going to come back and fight you. No. You free them and then they come back and fight you. So that's why people figured out it's not a good idea at all. There's one more thing that you can do with the slaves, by the way. Exchange them. Prisoners of war. You can exchange them, right? So I have captured many of your people as prisoners of war, and you have captured many of my people as prisoners of war. You have captured many of my people as prisoners of war. So what do? Exchange. Like, we give them their prisoners, and we get our prisoners. You see? So that's how Islam... Now... So Islam gave slaves rights. Before Islam, slaves had no rights. Slaves were treated so badly, and they had absolutely no rights. Okay, and women slaves, they would be forced to become prostitutes. They are forced They are forced to romance outside of marriage. They are forced to romance. Like if somebody having a guest, somebody's not listening there. If somebody has a guest and he wants to entertain his guest or her guest, then she sends or he sends the slave girl to entertain the guest. Spend the night with the guest to entertain him. So that is that's sort of prostitution. Then when I send my slave girl to sleep with other people, that's called prostitution. Okay? That was the treatment of slave women in the past. It's like, yeah, you're my slave. Go sleep with that person. And if you don't listen, I whip you. You know? Things like that. Things of that kind. Okay? So Islam came to give rights. Now, what are the rights of slaves in Islam? They? Yes?
Allowed to get married.
Huh?
Allowed to get married.
Yes, they can get married. Yes?
No. You have to shelter them.
You shelter them? You provide them shelter? Decent shelter and?
Food.
Decent food and?
Clothes.
Decent clothes. The Prophet ﷺ said that we do with the slaves, what do we do with the slaves? He said, you don't overburden them with work. They can eat from whatever food you're eating. Feed them from whatever you're eating. Give them to dress from whatever you dress with. Give them, treat them fairly. Now, do they have, Islam gives slaves the right to access to court, the right of accessing court, right? So enslaved, unlike the slavery, like the black people here in the United States, when they were slaves, they were not given any rights. So they didn't have the rights to go to court and complain. In the Islamic world, or in the Muslim world, slaves have the right to go to court and complain. Slaves has the right to have breaks. Like you don't like let them work from like 14, 15 hours. They have the right to get breaks. In Islam also, slaves are allowed to free themselves. You know how to free you know how they can free themselves? Any idea? Yes?
Their owners tell them they have to finish maybe a crop or something.
Yes.
And by the time they're done, then they can go. Right?
Yes.
They can pay for themselves.
Yes. They go earn money in their spare time when they're done your job. They go earn money and then they pay you. And this is called agreement. Contract agreement. And it's recognized in Islamic law that if I'm slave, I set up an agreement with my master. If I pay my master X amount of money, then I'm free. So my master gives me the time to go out and work for money. And whatever money I get, I save to give to my master so that I become free. So this is called, in Arabic, called mukataba. In English, called like contract to be free. Now, let's compare this to the treatment of slaves, prisoners of war, in the modern time. Let's talk about, for example, the prisoners of war that go into Guantanamo Bay. Who knows what Guantanamo Bay?
Did you send them a webpage too? Because I remember for homework we talked about this and I read the Wikipedia page. It was...
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, girl, but you have to know.
Yeah, you have to know what happens to them. This is, I'm not talking about 100 years ago, I'm talking about now. Now.
In the 2000s.
Yes. They took prisoners of war, and can you explain, Zainab, what you have read?
So what I remember, it was a couple years ago, they took the prisoners, especially Muslims, and they would force them to do despicable and embarrassing things, such as they would make them kneel in front of other people. They would make the women, they would often insult and harass the women. And then for the males, what I would call that really, besides methods of torture, they would make the males wear female bras and cover them in menstrual blood and have them walk around wearing just women's underwear so everyone could see and make fun of them.
And they will cover their heads with a bag. Okay, so you have a bag on your head. And you're forced to sit in this kind of position for hours. You're cuffed from the back and you're sitting like this for hours. They force you to do that for like 9-8 hours, like 9-10 hours. And they really treat it bad. This is happening in the civilized society. The society that brags about human rights. Now, why Where is the location of Guantanamo Bay prison? Where is it located?
It's a prison?
Yes. For prisoners of war. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, we earned it after the Spanish-American Revolution. And yes, I think after World War II, Japan occupied it, and then we earned it back as a military base.
Yes.
It was under Theodore Roosevelt that we officially got it as a military occupation.
Now, where is it located? We're located in Panama. Why did they locate it in Panama? Because they didn't want to apply the American law to these prisoners of war. On the American soil, there are laws on the American soil. So instead of them having to struggle with the laws in the United States that tells them don't do this, don't torture, don't blah, blah, okay? They said, okay, we put them away from an American soil so that we're free to do whatever we want. We're free to do whatever we want. Nobody, legally, we're not bound to any law. Okay? Now, Islam have only one door to bring slaves in. What's that door?
From war.
Yes, prisoners of war. And how many ways to free prisoners of war are slaves? If we say Islam is like slaves, is like the number of slaves is like a water in a tank. This would have only one entrance. One entrance. But it has lot of exits. So what happens when you have one entrance and a lot of exits? What happens to the tank, the water in the tank? What happens to the water of the tank? Come on, girls. What happens to the water in the tank if there's only one entrance and more than one exit? Can you do it like write it in a nice way?
Okay.
Or draw it?
Huh? The water kind of stays full.
No, there is only one in, three, let's say three out. This is exactly how Islam treated slavery. The only way in is one, which is?
War.
Prisoners of war. Not kidnapping, like we go to Africa and kidnap Africans and bring them as slaves. No. The only way is to slavery is the prisoners of war. How about the way out? The way out is so many. For example, there are so many acts in Islam to free slaves. Okay. So, if you kill a person in an accident, in Islamic law, if you kill a person in an accident, okay, you pay a monetary compensation to his family, and you can free a person. So you have to free a person. If you kill somebody wrong, then you free a slave. Okay? So you free a slave. If you kill somebody by mistake, you free a slave and pay his family money. What's the second thing? It is fasting.
Oh,
it's fasting. If you can't fast, then you free?
Slave.
You free a slave. Or feed poor people. Also, if you make an oath and you break it. If you make an oath and break it. For example, I say, I swear in the name of Allah, I'm not going to buy you a car. Never. Once you swear in the name of Allah, and then you say something, what if you can't keep the promise? What if later on I buy you a car? Then what do I do? I broke this called qasam, yameen. I swear in the name of Allah, swearing. You break the swearing. You got it? You did not stick to your swear. Then the solution among the things that you do is to free slave. People say, oh my God, I broke my swear. It's like, I swear I'm not going to talk today. And then I talk. Then I broken my oath. So I broken my oath. What is the punishment for doing that? Okay. Some people say, okay, fast 10 days. And that's not true. Fast 10 days is not true. It's not the right thing. So what's the right thing? It's a right thing, but it's not the priority. Okay? Fasting, if you can't free a slave, then you fast. If you can't free a slave, then you fast. Got it? So priority goes first to freeing slaves. So if you say, I swear by Allah, and you break your oath, then you free slaves. There is also another case where you free a slave. A husband freezes the status of his wife by saying, you are like my mother. If a husband tells his wife, you are like my mother. You Arab used to do that. If someone is angry at his wife, so instead of divorcing her, he does even worse than divorce, which is say, you are like my mother. You are like my mother means that I will not give you any romance, and I'm not going to sleep with you anymore. So no romance, no anything like that. Because can you have romance with your mother? You can't. So he says, you're like my mother. This is called zihar. It's called what? Zihar. Okay, in Arabic. What's the, among the punishment for doing this, if you change your mind, among the punishments of doing this is to free how many slaves? I think one slave. Yes. One slave. You have to free a slave because that's wrong. That's when you freeze the status of your wife. So she's not your wife, but she's stuck with you. That because she is officially your wife, but you're not treating her as a wife. You're just like not doing any romance with her or like sleeping with her or doing anything like that. This is called zihar. This is called zihar. Okay? So you have a lot of exits. All these ways are a lot of exits. Intended to empty the tank of slavery. Now, if we go back and see the study, the possibilities of how to treat prisoners of war.
Depended on slavery as its backbone, right? So then if slavery were to stop immediately in the South, its entire economy would collapse, as we see in the radical reconstruction of the South. And if they applied the method that Islam used to end slavery, the Southern economy would be just fine, and slavery would be abolished.
Do we have slaves in the Muslim world today?
No,
why not? Because of the tank approach, right? Tank metaphor. Remember, tank metaphor, that's a metaphor, right? So because of this, because of this, we don't have slaves in Egypt, you don't have slaves in Pakistan or Bangladesh or whatever country you're from, Afghanistan, we don't have slaves. Why? Because this approach eventually emptied the tank and no more slaves are coming. Okay? Now, about prisoners of war.
Okay, wait, can we get it?
About prisoners of war, one of the ways to treat them is to put them in jail, put them in prison. Now, which one is better? Take them as slaves or put them in prison?
Slaves.
Slaves. Why?
Because prison is awful.
First of all, when you take them as a slave, they get the opportunity to live with a Muslim family. So when they live with a Muslim family, it's very likely that you like they like Islam and they get exposed to Islam and they might become Muslims as well. So the first advantage of being a slave rather than going to jail is what? They get exposed to a Muslim family. Now, in jail, isn't jail a slavery or not? Jail is slavery, right? If you go to jail, you're locked up, you're pretty much like a slave, okay? You don't have freedom, okay? They take your freedom away. So this is in prison. But, and you're also a burden on the society. You know prisons cost how much? The budget, the cost of prisons, of prisoners?
50 million,
yeah. It costs a lot of money. So instead of being burden on the society and cost the society money, we actually make them slaves where they get to work. They get to work and they get to buy themselves out. This is about, now compare that to Guantanamo Bay, there is a huge difference. There's a huge difference. Those slaves are locked there in cages, or they are not allowed to, I call them slaves because they are slaves over there. They are prisoners of war, which are treated worse than, by putting them in a prison like Guantanamo Bay, they are treated worse than prisoners when we take the freedom and throw them there. Okay, so having them being slaves is better because they get exposed to family, Muslim family. Now, what happened to the, let's compare to another example other than Guantanamo Bay. Who knows about Bosnia? Huh?
I know what it is.
Yes. Do you know anything about Bosnia?
No.
Okay. This is before because we were not born yet.
I think, are you referring to the massacre that happened to all the Muslims there?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. Do you want to explain?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was something called Yugoslavia. And Yugoslavia was made of how many states? Three states. It was Bosnia, Serbia, and Croatia. Three states. What happened to those three states? When after the fall of the Soviet Union, yes?
Where are the states?
Oh, in Eastern Europe, in Europe.
Okay.
So, yes, when the Soviet Union break apart after the fall of communism, the Yugoslavia broke into these three states. Bosnia had Muslims. Bosnia, the state of Bosnia has Muslims. So when this happened, the Serbian people didn't like the Muslims to get independence. So they inherited most of the weapons of Yugoslavia. So Yugoslavia, most of the weapons were in Serbia. So after the war, they said, let's eliminate the Muslims from Yugoslavia, from Bosnia, and take their land. So they, most of the people who got into Bosnia war from Serbia, they became war criminals. They are being prosecuted as, they have been prosecuted, or they were prosecuted as criminals.
Bosnia? I think, no, after...
Oh, Yugoslavia.
How do you spell that?
Yugoslavia.
some you
it's
go,
really big.
You go slam here. Just make it the way it sounds. Yugoslavia, Union, three states. Serbia, Bosnia, and Croatia. Or Croatia. Okay, now talking. No talking. Okay, so what happened there? Anybody remembers? What happened during this ethnic, we call it ethnic cleansing. We call it what? Ethnic cleansing. Or we call it religious cleansing as well, because they picked up on the Muslims. Basically, they have the same ethnicity. They were both Europeans. They were both white. Okay? And they were living together. You can't tell the difference between a Muslim, a Serbian, a Bosnian. You can't tell the difference. They were living together. They looked like each other. They are from the same race. But why did they pick on them? It's because they are Muslims. Not because of the race. The media used to call it racial cleansing. They want to remove all the people from different race. And that's not true. Because it is what? It's religious cleansing. Got it? You understand this? Okay. What did they do to the women prisoners of war? What did they do to the women prisoners of war? That war started in 1991, ended in 1994. What did they do to women prisoners of war? They put them into something called rape camps. Rape camps are camps for the Serbian people or Serbian soldiers to rape Muslim women. And the one who says no gets killed. And this is called rape by army forces. Did you hear about rape by army forces? Like when an armed forces, which are like a military, the military soldiers, among the stories I've heard is that a person, a Serbian person is working like normal, full time, 40 hours a week in a job. And then this person would volunteer in the weekend to go become a soldier. Many of them, they did that so that they can have access to the rape camps. They can have access to what? Rape camps. So that's why they did it. Because they want access to the rape camps. Because who accessed the rape camps? Serbian soldiers. Okay? So they wanted... to have access to rape camps so that they can go and rape whatever they want, whomever they want. Because of that, okay, they go fight as part-time soldiers. They go fight as part-time soldiers. So women slaves or women prisoners of war, this is happening. 250,000 Muslim women were placed in rape camps. And they were raped systematically by armed, under the threat of armed forces. Okay? And this is happening where? In Europe. Europe that brags about human rights. Europe that brags about being civilized. Europe that brags about a lot of things. They let, for 4 years, they let the Serbs kill Muslims in masses. For 4 years, they gave Serbia the blind eye. 4 years. It wasn't until, actually, 3 years, 1991 to 1994. So how many? 3 years. They gave the killing the blind eye. And then suddenly they woke up after 1994 and they started doing something to stop. I think it was Ohio. A higher treaty, I think, to us, like, to stop the war. Okay? There's a movie about that, about, I can email you the movie about an American pilot that they flew over Bosnia and they took pictures of the mass graves. What are these mass graves? The bulldozer will dig a big hole Okay? Big hole in the ground. Okay? And then they will dump the Muslims. They kill them and dump them there. And then they put on them chemicals. Chemicals that allows the body to what? Dissolve quickly. And then they cover them. These were called mass graves. So the American, there were two flying in American airline, not American, American warplane, okay? One of those F-16 or whatever it is, or B, whatever. And they were doing this on a low elevation. Why? To take pictures. And they took the pictures, and then the Serbs launched the missile, cruise missile, and it followed the plane. And when that one cruise missile could not do the job, they launched another cruise missile. Now the pilots has to dodge two cruise missiles instead of one. So they couldn't do that. So it blew, the airplane blew, and the pilots have this button. When they click on it, they fly away. So they did that, and they landed. One of them was called murder, and the other one was able to run with his life, and was able to take the hard drive that has these pictures. And these hard drives was used later to prosecute the criminals of war. It's a very nice movie. You should watch it. Okay? You should watch it. And United States was really stood by the Bosnians, took the Bosnian side against Serbia. Okay, and this is something really cool that the United States did, and Muslims were so happy about, that they stood by Serbia, stood against Serbia on the side of Muslims. So let's now see in Islam, when we get women prisoners of war in Islam, what do we do with them? Do we put them in rape camps? So what happens? They are bought by a master. If this master is a man, then this master is treats has two choices. Either treat his prisoner of war or his slave girl as a servant or as a wife. If he treats her as a servant, she just does the housework and these things, you know, just like a servant. Like you buy a servant, like you pay for service. But she becomes a servant. That's one choice. The second choice is to become a wife, similar to a wife. Okay? So in this case, so one case, they don't sleep together. There's no romance. The second case is if the master decides to sleep with his slave girl, okay, have romance and sleep with her, then she's to be treated like a wife. Now, what happens if she gets pregnant? Then she becomes so-called mother of a child. Mother of a child. Mother of the master's child. Mother of the master's child. If this is the case, if she gets pregnant, then she cannot be sold. She cannot be sold. And she becomes free automatically when the master dies. Okay? Got that part? So these are the rules of having slave women in Islam. Now, so Islam, before Islam, they used to use slave women as prostitutes. Like, I'm the master, go sleep with that guy. Okay, go sleep with that other guy. Okay, I have a guest, go sleep with the guest. You know, go spend the night with the guest. Go spend the night with this guy. Go spend the night with this guy. That's the way they used to be treated. In Islam, Islam prohibited that. Islam says that she either become a servant and you don't sleep with her at all, or if you decide to sleep with your slave girl, then she's a wife. You cannot ask her, under any circumstances, you cannot ask her to sleep with people and spend the night here and there. You do not You're not permitted to do so. And if you sleep with her and she becomes pregnant, then she becomes a mother. And when she is a mother, then it is haram to sell her or exchange her, that you stuck with her. And then when she delivers the baby, when the master dies, she automatically becomes free. She becomes the mother of the child of the mother of the child of the owner, okay, or the master. And just by being this way, it's like a good status, right? You are the mother of the child who's the owner of the master. Do you understand? Do you understand how Islam treated the female prisoners of war? Okay. Okay. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ones who kidnap a person and sell that person as a slave is deprived from Jannah. Is deprived from Jannah. So, when you, this eliminated completely in Islam, the avenue of making slaves by kidnapping. Do you know that the Western people at the time of the Dark Ages, the Western people, they preferred to be slaves in a Muslim land than to be free in their homeland? Do you know that? Because in the Muslim land, they had rights. In the Muslim land, they had rights. As slaves, they have rights. But in the Muslim, that's in the Muslim land, they have rights. Okay? But if they go back home as free people, they have no rights or less rights. You understand that? So a lot of Western slaves, when when Europe was in the Dark Ages, the lot of Western slaves, they would prefer to be slaves in Muslim land, as opposed to being free in their own land. You understand why? Why do you think this happened? Exactly. They have the right to access to court. They have the right to be given reasonable tasks. They have the right to free themselves, buy themselves out of slavery. They have a lot of rights. Some people, like masters, they say they buy slaves, and then when they buy them, they sell them. Okay, go work and earn your freedom. So they give them, go work. I don't want you to work for me. Go work somewhere and earn your freedom. So that becomes a source of income. That becomes a source of income to masters. All right? So, okay. So how many sources of slavery in Islam? How many ways out? Five. And there's an ayah on the Quran that says that, in Surah Al-Insan, I'm going to post it on the website, it says that, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا وَأَسِيرًا. They are, Allah made it a charity to free a slave. Allah made it a charity to feed a prisoner of war. Allah commanded the Muslims who go and feed prisoners of war. وَأَسِيرًا وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Yes. And I'm going to send you the link for it. Allah commended them for doing that. That's a good deed. All right. Any questions? Salaam alaikum. See you next week. Now I'm done. find Sarah coming.
Or I will go to her.
She's so smart. She needs to learn about the, she can learn quickly about the justice system and the prisons and the bad guys and the good guys.
She's very sensitive though, so maybe if you might.
Sensitive?
Yeah.
She seems like smart. Like, usually sensitive people are not that smart. I mean, that's what I think. I don't know if this is true or not, but I feel that this is true. Because if you're smart, you're not sensitive. You know, you want to become sensitive. Just like the people who racial. If they are smart, then they do not discriminate against race, people for race. Or for discriminate, or like treat us bad for differences intended by our Creator. So our Creator intended us these natural differences. They don't punish people for
because of those differences.
Because of these differences. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Last person.
وحشتنا.
الله
يبارك.
الحمد
لله زيك. ما بديش لي يوم الحد.
إن شاء الله I'll be coming tonight إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله.
I was just had a busy schedule.
أنا لو ما جيتش النهاردة لبصات العشاء عشان أنا معزوم برا. لكن لكن طبعا أتمنى لو ما كنتش معزوم كنت هروح.
Thank you. Thank you. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Please take care of your students or children, please. Allahu Akbar. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر them. Allahu. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
You finalized the competition today, or?
Yeah, yeah.
You're still.
No, no, it's done. Oh. We announced that one. You're not at the end. You're not there.
No, I wasn't there.
Okay, yeah, we can.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So tomorrow is like regular.
Next week?
Yeah, next week.
Next week, I think there is no class because of the president's the holiday. I think so, but I need to. She will send out
a holiday.
The President's Day holiday or something, this comes with them.
We don't have to.
I think this is there from the...
we don't have to do that. We're just having so few classes.
Yeah, no. We have managed to classes, inshallah, but I think, let's see. We'll send out a mail.
What I meant is that we have very few times to...
Yeah, meet. That is true. How's everything?
Alhamdulillah.
How's your health?
Alhamdulillah.
Better looks like.
Alhamdulillah.
You didn't join any herd?
Hmm?
You didn't join any company yet?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I can't go to work now.
But that's okay. Alhamdulillah, maybe.
Inshallah, after, maybe later.
Yeah, I'm also taking work, but I started looking.
Hmm?
Yeah, I told you, I left Intel.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they gave some package for 1 year, so I think. But this year I started looking. It's not, job situation is not good. Boys, shh.
Krishna, inshallah Allah will help me.
Yeah, so the issue is that a lot of job is outsourcing and all these things, especially hardware job. You are hardware or software?
Me? I'm a structural engineer.
The hardware.
In the like sense, I do buildings.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. But maybe you feel different. But
you know, but maybe I'm the software since I'm designing.
It's software based.
Yes,
everything
and then
is software
construction
based.
Is hardware.
Hardware, same thing, yeah. When we design, it's always software, but ultimately it's a hardware. But I'm saying that the right now, the computer is software field is, they have more opening in terms of hardware. Just outsourcing. But because of the H1B, maybe these guys also do like H1B, all these things. This crazy guy. I don't know what he's going to do. Trump. We'll see, inshallah. Yeah. How about Muhammad? Ahmed? He got
looking still.
Muhammad is
Ahmed is Ahmed. Looking. Muhammad is in school.
Muhammad is in school. Ahmed
went
is still
back
looking?
To the optometry
Ahmed
school.
Ahmed didn't get anything yet?
Well, he's working in a job that he doesn't like. So he's still looking for something.
He's working in his field?
No.
It's a different thing.
Surveying.
Oh, sorry.
He's working on surveying this project. And he's surveying as part of
civil engineering,
but that's not what he
but
wants.
Yeah, he's a structural engineer.
He wants to be structural.
Yeah, yeah. Inshallah, he'll get it. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's even for the new generation, it's also hard this time.
Yeah.
Hopefully, things need to be changed. That's one happened like the manufacturing job went away because of this thing. Same thing happened for the high-tech job also. Mm-hmm. They are getting like cheap level, like 60,000 salary and all this thing.
Can I borrow
your phone? Yeah, sure. What's your dad's number?
I know his phone number.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'll see you in China.
Okay.
Okay.